Welcome to Supersized Science, where we feature research and discoveries nationwide, enabled by advanced computing technology and expertise at the Texas Advanced Computing Center of the University of Texas at Austin. I'm Jorge Salazar, a science writer at Tech. Electric transformers convert high voltage to lower voltage that's useful for households to plug into. In the U.S., transformers are aging and approaching an average of being 30 to 40 years old, and they face more stress than ever before, brought on by factors such as renewable energy demands and by extreme weather events such as hurricanes, heat waves, and winter storms. University of Texas at Austin researchers have taken a look inside grid transformers to see if they can make them better. Inside grid transformers, you'll find copper windings, other metallic components, and cellulose-based electrical insulation that's like craft paper. The cellulose insulation is a great electrical insulator, essential in the process of stepping down voltage, but it also traps heat, which can lead to overheating. On the podcast today is Vaibhav Bahadur, an associate professor in the Cockrell School of Engineering, UT Austin. Bahadur is the corresponding author of a study that modeled the impact of nanotechnology-based high thermal conductivity paper on the performance and life of grid transformers, published March 2024 in the Cell Press journal Helion. This is the first study that predicts the extent to which tuning the thermal conductivity of paper can enhance transformer life. Simulations on TAC's Stampede 2 supercomputer help Bahadur and his collaborators engineer solutions to the overheating of grid transformers, a critical component of the electric grid. Dr. Bahadur, welcome to the podcast.
Could you talk to the main findings of that study? This is published in March 2024 in Helion Cell Press.
Let me give you a two-minute overview of the material in the study. This was inspired by the need to develop transformers which last for longer than state of the art. And the main reason that electrical transformers fail today is because of overheating. And again, transformers are pretty efficient, but the little bit of inefficiency results in heat generation. And if you cannot remove that heat builds up, the temperatures increase. And it's fairly trivial to assume that at higher temperatures, things will fail faster. So that is indeed what happens. And again, what is inside a transformer is a lot of copper windings and again, a lot of metallic components inside there, magnetic fields, but there's also some heat generation and there's electrical insulation. So the electrical insulation in today's transformer is cellulose-based, which is essentially craft paper. So it's more or less the kind of paper than that you and me write on. Okay. And paper is a very good electrical insulator. It turns out it is also a very good thermal insulator, which means that it does not allow heat to pass through. And this is bad because we want to be able to remove heat to prevent the temperature from rising. So what we have done in this study is we've studied a new class of nanomaterials where we take cellulose, we take conventional paper, and we dope them with high thermal conductivity nanoparticles and microparticles. So the base material remains the same, it's cellulose, but we've added these high thermal conductivity nanoparticles, which provide pathways to increase the effective thermal conductivity of the paper. So the papers are actually being made by collaborators at University of Maryland. And in this study, we modeled the impact of these papers on the thermal performance of the transformer and thereby on the life of the transformer. So we took apart a commercial transformer. We measured things inside the transformer and we built a 3D model of the transformer. And this model was simulated using TAC resources to predict the thermal performance. And so we essentially modeled the thermal conductivity as a varying parameter. And we could figure out the extent of improvement needed in thermal conductivity to see a meaningful temperature reduction. So our results indicate that if we change or increase the thermal conductivity by a few times, then you can reduce the effective temperature inside the hotspot temperature inside a transformer by between 5 to 10 degrees Celsius. And in most conditions, that should be enough to double or even triple the life of the transformer. So this is one of the key findings, that a 5 to 10 degree reduction in temperature is enough to double or triple the life of a transformer. And again, the life also depends on moisture and humidity inside the transformer. So again, it's well accepted that the life will go down if you have more oxygen, if you have more humidity inside a transformer, because that will essentially lead to material decay, which is further accelerated at higher temperatures. So I think that was the high-level summary of the study and the key findings here.
Dr. Bahadur, any takeaways for us using supercomputers to help improve access to energy?
I'll just make a general comment here, and when that is, again, if you're talking about energy-related applications, and this is not related to this research, but some of my other projects, so we have been using physics-based models for a long time to simulate a lot of energy-related equipment and processes. And one direction for future research is to switch from physics-based models to data-based models. And this essentially involves handling and dealing with large amounts of data. And I think that's where supercomputers can be really handy. So this transition away from physics-based models, and I'm not saying that we are taking a break away from physics-based models, but we'd like to have, we'd like to use database models, but make them physics-aware. So more smarter models, but which are grounded in physics, but still also account for this data that you can more easily collect than simulate the physics of. And this hybrid kind of modeling will be quite resource intensive. And I think that there's a very strong case for supercomputing to help this aspect of simulations going forward.
You've been listening to Vaibhav Bahadur of UT Austin. Supersized Science is part of the Texas Podcast Network, the conversations changing the world, brought to you by the University of Texas at Austin. The opinions expressed in this podcast represent the views of the host, not of the University of Texas at Austin. For the Texas Advanced Computing Center, I'm Jorge Salazar.